Welcome to TechNori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, shame on you. What is TechNori? Well, put simply, TechNori is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 startups have been featured by us. And to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. I'm sure we had nothing to do with that. But really, it had a lot to do with these amazing entrepreneurs in Chicago. Jeffrey Niles, Care Merger, welcome to the show.
It's actually Care Merge, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. How does it?
CareMerge.
CareMerge. All right.
CareMerge.
All right. With him. I'll have you say it.
CareMerge. Some reason,
you know what?
Merging Care.
Apple is the worst. You know, the autocorrect. I type it in here, and I'm lucky I got your name in here, to be totally honest. So first, I want to apologize. I know you had to wait for a little while to get on here. We've got kind of a new segment, and this is a new format. We've sort of building this stuff out. But first off, congratulations on the position.
Thank you.
And then before we kind of get into you and your journey and what you guys are doing, why don't you tell us about the company as a whole and what attracted you to it?
Yeah, so CareMerge is a SaaS company that focuses exclusively in the senior living space. So the idea behind the platform is to create an environment where the residents have the ability to connect with all the different stakeholders around them through technology. So there's really two sides of it. There's the engagement side, which focuses on the family, engagement with the folks that they interact with every day, the other residents. And then also there's a care coordination platform, which allows all of the other stakeholders that are on the care side to be able to coordinate the care within one application. So if you just think of the resident as the center of the spoke, and then all the spokes that go out to all the different people that are around a resident in the senior living industry, in the senior living environment, there's a lot going on. And right now, in most cases, those are very disjointed communication processes, lack of information. So CareMerge brings it all together.
I have to tell you, As a new member of the team, you've got this pitch down absolutely perfect. I think they got the right hire here.
Well, I've been doing a lot of learning, let's just say.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's part of the job. You come on to any new company. How long has this company been in existence?
So I believe that early 2012 was kind of when the first kind of clients started coming on board. So I think the concept probably evolved a little before then. But as far as kind of establishing themselves in the market was in 2012.
So
early stage.
I was going to say, how many, you know, I know you guys just received, $14 million investment. And so the growth spike is you're right there. You're about to do it. How many employees is the company roughly?
Yeah, it's about 50 employees right now, about 400 clients nationwide, and growing every day. About 700 or 70,000 lives are impacted. So that's kind of how we measure, the impact we're having.
Measure success.
It's
really interesting to me about this is I've been dealing with this. We're kind of, I don't know how much you know about TechNori, but the gist of it is a lot of showcases. We have this show, of course, and then there's the TechNori Showcase, which is startups that are on stage at Chase Auditorium, and we normally do them under the guise of themes. Mm-hmm. So I've been working on putting together next year's set of themes, and healthcare is one of them.
Yep.
And I have a subsect. I haven't quite gotten there yet. I will certainly keep you guys in mind as we move forward with this. But there's a subsect that I don't think people probably realize in the senior living space.
Yeah.
Of the healthcare on its own, obviously, it's a huge industry, particularly in Chicago. Senior living is under, and this I think is, I don't want to giggle about it and be like, not make a big fuss. But the reality is it's very disruptive right now, and it's ever changing. The tech, really new tech is hitting it, and it's senior care. So it's sort of like this weird thing.
Yeah. It's a historically underserved area from a technology perspective. Yeah.
Weird too. You mentioned this, but it's underserved in America.
Yeah.
Compared to many other nations, because for whatever reason, they're a little, as they say it in Dumb and Dumber, a little slow behind the wheel.
Yeah.
We kind of forget our old folks.
Yeah, yeah. And the interesting thing is for me, just learning, you asked what excited me about the company, is just looking at the raw stats. I mean, every day, 10,000 Americans become seniors. 77% of older Americans, which is anyone 65 or older, go online every day. So these are folks that are using technology. I mean, my father has more devices than I do. He's got a Slingbox. He's got a Roku. I mean, he's got all this stuff, right?
That's funny.
He's going to be in a senior living community probably in the next, five to seven years. Right, exactly. So, these
late stage PhDs in tech.
Right. I mean, so these communities need to prepare for technology to be a central part of the service they provide, not only to the residents themselves, to the family members, and to all of the caregivers that are around them. So it's coming, and CareMerge is on the front end of it, which is why, partners like Insight Venture Partners, GE, others has see this, and you know, the founder Asif Khan and Fahad Aziz are really, you know, kind of leading the edge in
yeah.
the space.
So. And you brushed over a little bit, but like, some of, just so people know, I mean, you can go ahead and reiterate it. It is worth noting some of the companies and investment groups and venture wings that have invested in this company are not small players.
No,
GE Ventures was one of the major investors yep. in you guys, and I think it speaks volumes to. Normally, I don't like to judge like how whether a company's successful or what I think of them based on the names it put money in, because at the end of the day, networking is worth something, and if you have great contacts, you can yep. get money from anywhere. But when you see the list that you guys have brought in, it is particularly interesting to me, because those are companies that have venture wings of companies that have been historically very on point
yep.
when it comes to predicting the future of things that we're working on. And I will kick this back to you, but I want to kind of frame things in the senior living care sort of community ideology, I guess. People have historically been like, I don't know if I want to. It's like you're doing a disservice to your loved one by putting
right.
them in a home. And our generation, I'm barely millennial. The nerds in front of me here are all millennial.
Yeah.
Just kidding. No, yeah. no nerderies going on. But they view this a little bit differently.
Sure.
They view it like, I would not want to burden myself, not them specifically, but
yeah.
millennials as a whole don't want to burden themselves and their yeah. lifestyle by having their loved ones stay with them. So they are yeah. back to the senior living care. And I think, and I'm going to leave this to you, is I think that's why we're starting to get more money and more interest and attention
yep.
in this sort of the disruption of these senior living facilities, is for the first time in this country's history, really, there's a generation of people like, nah, we want to put them in a senior
yeah.
home.
Yeah, and it's really, I don't even think of, I don't look at it as being put in. To me, it's
I should probably rephrase.
No, it's okay. It's a lifestyle choice. So when you think about it, you know, you get to a certain age, and whether you got a house or not, you don't want to mow the lawn anymore. You don't want to, you know, clean your house. You want, you know, kind of a place where you can go where there's other people like you.
Yeah.
And these are communities that are very active, have, you know, all sorts of educational opportunities, entertainment. I mean, they're really, in my mind, you know, kind of a fun place to live as you, you know, get to that stage in your life where you, you know, you don't want to drive to the movie theater. You want the movie theater to be right there for you. And,
yeah.
you know, all the people that have, you know, in generations, they've grown up together. So I think, you know, as we look at this space, it really presents an opportunity to kind of reframe what it means to age. And that's really kind of what excites me, because, you know, as I have parents who are, and I'm not a millennial, I have parents who are older and, you know, getting to that age, and I have, you know, aunts and uncles that are already at that stage. And, you know, I look at that and say, I want to be part of making that a better experience, both for the folks that actually live there and the people who provide the care around them. So,
well, and you guys are doing that clearly already, but in the future, I see you guys being a major player in this, because what I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think is going to be one of the major parts of this, is that people are going to be living longer. They're going to be on fixed incomes.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be in situations where, you know, they could tell you probably at 55 what I want to be at 65 or what I want to do. I want to take away a lot of the, you know, unpredictable things in
mm-hmm.
life. But that doesn't mean that I don't want access to great health care.
Right.
I don't want access to assistance when needed. I may need to have surgeries and things. I need to have some sort of ability to have someone, you know, take care of me. I want access to food at a cost that's not going to continue to skyrocket.
Yep.
Golfing, movies, as you said, entertainment, whatever it might be. It's like we're essentially building. I've been to one of them, or driven past one. I haven't actually been to it. But there's one not far from here that is a community of thousands of people. It's like bringing Vegas.
Yeah.
They like built a little Vegas by Rosemont for elderly people. Like, oh, yeah. here, they got golf carts, cars, like services, take them to the mall. It's great.
Yeah.
And someone needs to manage all that, though. It doesn't work like that unless you've got someone to
right.
manage the oversight and just everything.
Yeah. And we're not even – we're focusing a lot on the lifestyle part of it. There's a whole part of the, you know, care continuum model that really is changing, too. So, you know, the Affordable Care Act and, you know, whether – Trump changes things or not, you know, things like bundled payments and things like that are not going away. So when Medicare reimburses, there's risk involved for healthcare providers to manage the care of their patients. You're only going to get a certain amount of money for a hip replacement or a knee replacement. So they need to go to physical therapy. They need to see, you know, their doctor. If they're diabetic, they need nutrition. So these are the whole other part of it that CareMerge is focusing on, is really empowering organizations that provide this kind of care and that are responsible for managing the care to have information. So to know whether, you know, one of their patients, you know, blood pressure spiked, and to be notified of that so that they can intervene before there's a hospital visit, because that goes into the whole, you know, payment structure and reimbursement structure that is basically the future of healthcare. So there's a whole economic side from a healthcare perspective that CareMerge is addressing that's, you know, equally as important just from a macro healthcare perspective, that a lot of people are, you know, just, we're part of Chicago Matters. I mean, there's numerous companies over there that are focusing on, you know, chronic care management, yeah, and other things like that. I mean, it's a big challenge that the whole industry has to face is, you know, how do we make sure that people, once they leave the doctor's office, are actually doing the things that, you know, we as provides as a physician would say you need to do in order to make sure you don't get readmitted or don't, you know, exacerbate your condition.
Yeah, and I think from your standpoint, and I don't know if you're the, you know, right person to answer the question or not, but I look at one of the big fears is sort of the, like, unknown. If I have a loved one who's living there and there's not, I mean, they've most of these people come in, they're people think of seniors as like older.
Yep.
These are not like seniors like that. These are people who are still, they just don't want to deal with some of the regular house duties and things. So they move into a community together. They don't want screaming kids down the street.
Exactly.
They want to have sort of a much more, my aunt actually just did this. They moved into this, and she, if she heard me say she was elderly, she'd kick my ass.
Right.
So that's, you know, certainly not the case. But those of us from the outside are wondering, like, who is observing to make sure that they're getting, as you mentioned, the care that's necessary and that the doctor's calls and visits and things are lining up and the information is traveling properly.
Yeah.
I think it's a really important part, especially where you guys have positioned yourself.
Yeah.
Because you are in the middle of that, like, you're at that most pivotal part in life, I think, where people are still active and doing things and taking what I would still call risks, you know, out and about, jumping around, doing things, and slowly transitioning to, we got to be more careful and a fall could be a serious matter. So you guys are really right there at the forefront of that major life shift.
Yeah. And there's a couple things that come to mind. So, you know, it's a very litigious industry. So you mentioned falls and things like that. So, you know, we have found that, you know, clients that use CareMerge, they're aware of what's going on a day-to-day basis, who's providing the care and so forth. So there's more trust there. So they're less likely to have that knee-jerk reaction to file a lawsuit. So those are really important issues from you know, just a industry perspective. And then we just released an NPR and a Net Promoter Score model within the application, so that, you know, a resident gets admitted, and within 30 days, the family member is getting notifications, and then they can rate the facility and how they're doing. And so the facilities themselves are now getting feedback in a formal way through Net Promoter Scores that give them an indication, how good are we doing? What do our families actually think? Because a lot of that's going on now, but it's anecdotal and it's,
doesn't really mean much to some people, but I think if you put a score together that people can understand and relate to, I mean, it's, well, I mean, all of our jobs are essentially on scores. We figure out, and your grades are on score. Everything's on sort of a slide rule.
Right.
So it does make sense. And I think the part that has been missing, which is funny just based on the name of, and I screwed the name up, but CareMerge, it merges all this stuff together. And previously it's like eight different series of numbers that mean absolutely nothing to anybody. And you guys kind of put the whole thing together. Yep. So it really, I mean, there's a lot of potential. I think it'd be interesting. I'd love to have you guys back in a little while
love
and have founders
back
and come back and talk about what you're working on, because I feel like this is just my gut instinct that there are going to be some interesting acquisitions in the future that you guys are probably, you might end up becoming an acquisition, but I think, make sure you work that in your salary. You got some stock in there. I'm sure you did, but, that there's going to be some acquisitions on your end, picking up some of these companies that I'm reading about now that are just launching out 1871 in Matter, Chicago, that are working on the lifestyle side of senior care living. And a lot of it is around sensors and in the clothing and in the gear that they're wearing. So that at all times, you can monitor, and it's sending messages to watches and so forth saying, you know, it's hot out, your heart condition is such, you should be, you know, whatever. And that's all stuff that ends up going across your plate.
Yeah. And even for, you know, I agree with the acquisition angle, but even outside of that, I mean, our goal is to really be the center point. So as far as, you know, we have an API and we're able to integrate with other systems, EHR systems, other, you know, sensors, things like that. So we really see ourselves as kind of the center point of where all information resides. And we can bolt on as many tools and applications as we want, and giving these organizations the flexibility to do that. And then, of course, that, you know, builds a data case. So, yeah. You know, now we have data and we can aggregate that and look to use that in ways that benefit everyone. You know, how are we treating these folks and what's working and what is increasing the, you know, longevity of life, their patient satisfaction, their, you know, family engagement. So it's really exciting. I think you look at this, you know, company or any of these companies that are doing it in this space, you know, the next 3 to 5 to 10 years,
it's going to be crazy.
It's going to be, you know, really exciting.
And like you mentioned, kind of alluded to with the Trump stuff, it is, that plays a role.
Yeah.
It's going to play a role in one way or the other. And it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. One thing I would leave you with, I think it would be interesting for you. I'd love to know your feedback. If you wanted to meet with there's a company out of Matter called Embodied Labs, which is dealing with adding virtual reality to the mix of the caretakers with elderly, as many people, but elderly in particular. And Rhythmio, which is, I think they're at Ingenious or somewhere else, but that's a sensor company. I can connect you with those people if you want, but I think you'd be able to have a conversation with them that could be really quite interesting as it pertains to collecting lots of data points that they're getting during beta.
Yep. Would love to. Cool. Appreciate that.
This was awesome. I honestly didn't expect it to be like so enthralling, even though I honestly have, I've talked to a couple of companies in this space and have, it's exciting. What you guys are doing is really cool.
Thank you.
Congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Watch this episode and more on technori.com. Follow me at Katoon. And to keep up with future showcases, Technori stories, and The Feed with Sean, follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori. Boom. That's a long wrap.